Chit, chit, chit. Welcome back to another episode of the Say Man Sports Talk Show. Hitting you with our lighter vibe. Welcome back to another episode of the Say Man Sports Talk Show. We're hitting you with another segment of our latest show titled Flag on the Play. Over here where everything's opinionated, we just put thoughts together. We make educated assumptions. We keep it keeping it. Right? So like I do on each and every other episode, we'd like to reach out and hope that everyone out there is blessed, staying focused on productivity, something positive, not destructive. Hope y'all all out there enjoying the sporting atmosphere. We know we are in playoff basketball. It is an amazing time of the year. Weather getting nice. A lot of interesting things going on. People getting moved around, different sports. Seeing champions become crowned. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. NFL draft kicking off. Day one. A lot of things going on. A lot of needs. First and foremost, if you're not already, get onto the YouTube. Bottom Line Sports Network or Say Man Sports Talk Show. Or get onto the Instagram, Say Man Sports Talk Show. And let me know who's your team. Who do you want to pick? Who do you hope is picked? Let me know what to look forward to, what not to look forward to. We know the Chicago Bears got the number one pick. Sources are saying that they're going to most likely go with Caleb Williams out of USC. At two would be the Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of LSU, would probably be the best fit for them. Three, you got Drake, the Patriots taking Drake May. Four, Arizona Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr. Five, Minnesota Vikings, traded from the Los Angeles Chargers. They're going to go with projected J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan, my dog. Six, we got the New York Giants saying they're going to take Malik Nabers out of LSU. Damn near baby Jamar Chase. Seven, the Tennessee Titans, Joe Alt, offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. Again, this is just pre-draft mock assumptions, you know, by strong sources involved with the NFL. At eight, we got the Atlanta Falcons saying they're going to grab Byron Murphy II, defensive tackle out of Texas. He's a straight dog. Nine, Rome Onduzier, wide receiver out of Washington. We know what he does. At 10, the Jets taking Brock Bowers out of Georgia. 11, the Chargers, J.C. Latham, proposed a trade from the Vikings, the Chargers, that is, offensive tackle out of Alabama. At 12, we got the Broncos coming in with Dallas Turner, linebacker out of Alabama. 13, Los Angeles Raiders, Terrion Arnold, cornerback, Alabama. Alabama produces product, you hear me? 14, New Orleans Saints, offensive tackle from Penn State. 15, the Colts going with Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo. 16, the Seahawks, Troy, going with Troy Fonatu, guard out of Washington. 17, the Jaguars, Jared Verse out of Florida State, defensive end. They got Talese Fulga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State. It's who the Bengals are going to be after. At 19, the Rams, Latu, defensive end, outside linebacker from UCLA is who they got their eyes on. At 20, the Steelers, Graham Barton, guard, center out of Duke. 21, the Dolphins, Chop Robinson out of Penn State, outside linebacker. 22, the Eagles, Tyler Guyton, old lineman out of Oklahoma. 23, the Chargers proposed another trade from the Vikings, the Browns via to the Texans. Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU. He's gangster as well. At 24, they got the Cowboys taking Amaris Mims out of Georgia, O-lineman. Packers, Cooper DeJean, cornerback out of Iowa. 26, they got the Bucks taking Jackson Powers Johnson, center out of Oregon. 27, they got the Cardinals from the Texans, Nate Wiggins, cornerback out of Clemson. The Bills, Xavier Worthy, Texas. That'll be good big to replace Stephon Diggs. That would make a lot of sense. Detroit, You got Kool-Aid McKinstry. His name is really Kool-Aid. Cornerback out of Alabama. They love them Alabama. That's like a pipeline for them right now. 30, we got the Ravens taking Jordan Morgan, O-lineman out of Arizona. Niners taking Darius Robinson, DN out of Missouri. And we got the Chiefs taking Odane Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas. Now, that just breaks down the first round of play. Again, this is mock predictions from a strong source, involving ESPN and USA Today. Let me know who y'all got, who y'all rocking with, who y'all looking forward to seeing drafted or picked up. Who going to be a difference maker? Who ain't going to make a difference? Who going to get snubbed? Who going to get slept on, walked over, or just forgot about? Let me know. It should be a very exciting next couple of days. I'm going to be tuned in, tapped in. My guys is the Chiefs. I hope we do what we need to do. We need to get some receivers. Hope we can come up with some guys. Add to that secondary, replace Snead, and just, you know, just keep getting help around Mahomes, man. We got Pacheco. We got a good O-line. We got a good D-line. Our defense, down there one or two in the league, we feel coming back. Say Snead out. Got to still give us top five, top six. Let's add there. Let's get a diamond. Let's get some diamonds at this draft. Yep. Exciting, exciting. Bigger than all that, though, man. The youth life about to change tonight. You know what I mean? So let's tip our hats to those guys and root for them tonight. You know, stay safe, stay blessed, stay dangerous out there, stay aware, enjoy the sporting atmosphere, enjoy this draft, enjoy playoff basketball tonight. Until next time, from the Same Man Sports Talk Show, stay tuned for another episode on Flag on the Play. Yes, Lord.